Vents Day on the Exchange, your chance to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. This week's topics are resignation topics. Should they go or should they stay? John Kitzhaber, Oregon's governor, and Brian Williams, NBC News anchor. Let's get your thoughts at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Let's go a little further into the Kitzhaber story first. John Kitzhaber got elected to a record-setting fourth term as Oregon governor in November, despite many questions raised about the activities of his fiancée, First Lady Sylvia Hayes. Hayes was forced to admit to some activities in her past that even the governor did not know about previously, like her marrying an immigrant so he could stay in the country and she could profit financially. But it's the First Lady's activities in the more recent past that have become the issue, including a perception that she advocated for positions as volunteer First Lady and took money from advocacy groups at the same time. And then there's the issue of the money from the advocacy groups not appearing on her income tax forms. Hayes just hired a criminal defense lawyer. The State Ethics Commission is already investigating. Now Oregon Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum says her office will investigate whether any laws were broken, and she says she decided on that action before Kitzhaber asked for it on Monday. Even before that, the Oregonian, the state's largest newspaper, called for Kitzhaber to resign because his credibility has evaporated. So let's get your take. Seen enough yourself? Pack it in, Governor, or stick around? Or wait for the various investigations to play out, and then what would be the bar for resignation? Your thoughts, please, on this Vents Day, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. The other embattled guy, of course, NBC Nightly News anchor Brian Williams, just suspended without pay for 6 months. He said several times his helicopter was shot at in Iraq 12 years ago, but no, the helicopter in the convoy ahead was shot at. As with Kitzhaber, several people says Williams should just resign. He's just too damaged to go on. Is his credibility beyond repair? Should he call it quits? Your thoughts are welcome. Let's go to Pam and Dexter. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi, well, I'll try to make this quick. Brian Williams, I think he should go. He's lost credibility. He lied. It's ridiculous. I mean, he never should have done that. It shows a real lack of intelligence in my mind. And as far as Kitzhaber, to me, this is more Sylvia Hayes, and nothing's been determined to be true. I mean, there's a lot of questions, there's a lot of speculation, and I think that we shouldn't even be having this discussion until we know exactly what happened, what the facts are. And I'm not a big fan of Governor Kitzhaber, but I feel like this is Sylvia Hayes. They didn't file jointly. They're not married. I'm sure, I don't know. I just don't know. And I just don't think we should be even talking about asking him to resign until we know what's going on. And if he knew that she didn't claim, I just doesn't make sense. Why are we pointing the finger at him? It's Sylvia Hayes. It's not John Kitzhaber.
But she couldn't have done some of the things she had done without at least some looking the other way or at least some room to maneuver from him, could she?
Well, I was thinking about the filing, not claiming the taxes, the income for taxes. I mean, I don't know. I file jointly with my husband, and I just kind of trust that he does everything right. So, you know, the fact that they're not, you know, married and they're not filing jointly, I would look at her, what she did. I mean, I wonder about her marriage for money 20 years ago, but that was 20 years ago, so... Mm-hmm. I think we need to know what the facts are before we start asking someone to resign from the governor's office.
Okay, Pam, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We'll take your calls on whether John Kitzhaber, Oregon's governor, should resign, whether Brian Williams, now suspended as NBC Nightly News' anchor for 6 months, whether he should resign. 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org. Problem fixed. Here's Cliff in Central Point. Welcome to the Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey, for taking my call. First, I'd like to make a disclosure. I was a municipal employee for 29 years. I was a union member, involved in a union as an officer, and I've also had a private business. So I'll just get that out there.
Okay.
I think Kitzhaber should resign just based on credibility alone. And this stems back from the press conference that he had where he said that he was going to fully cooperate with the allegations that's in front of the Ethics Commission now. Now he didn't mention that behind the scenes that their attorney is fighting for weeks to spare Hayes from another ethics inquiry. So, you know, this guy's been asleep at the wheel. You know, she used state employees, two state troopers, to ferry her pets from Mahoney Hall up to Portland. She had a state aide change out her cat litter box. You know, this is just minor things. but she's using state employees for her own personal work. She used a state aide to book in stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, and if he didn't know that, you know, I'm sorry, how could he not know that? You know?
Mm-hmm. So even if he's surprised, you think it's just it's all on him?
Well, the other thing in the press conference, he says that he had filled out disclosure forms of them living together, and then the question was asked of him repeatedly, is she a member of your household? And he said, I don't know. I can't answer that question.
Yeah, I know the Oregonian had a lot of problem with that, too. They thought it was Clintonian, in their words, that it almost got to the point of it depends on what the definition of is.
Right. Know,
it depends on what the definition of a household.
And this all goes back to this bill that the Democrats are trying to push through, which Bates and Buckley have, you know, co-sponsored a name on. And I think those guys should be fleeing that bill fast. You know, this all, you know, this is just power and politics.
Is this the alternative fuels bill you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
You
a
know,
lot
and Oregonians really need to be aware of that because, you know, we could be facing anywhere from 19 cents to a dollar on our gas, and it's not even disclosed.
Well, hadn't passed yet, but we'll get there. Cliff, thanks for the thoughts. I very much appreciate it. This is Vent Stay on the Jefferson Exchange, your chance to vent politely on, in this case, whether or not John Kitzhaber, Oregon's governor, should resign over the ethical cloud surrounding the First Lady, to whom he is not married, his fiancée, Sylvia Hayes, and also whether Brian Williams, even though he's now suspended from NBC News for 6 months, whether he should consider packing it in, too. Your thoughts and comments welcome, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Bill in Medford, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vent's Day.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hi.
Interesting subject, of course, about Kitzhaber. I carry no brief for Sylvia Hayes. She's obviously a political opportunist. And I normally like what the Oregonian does. The Oregonian is the main cog here in all this thing about Kitzhaber. Mm-hmm. There's no question about that. Normally, I like their critical journalism, but I think they're being opportunists here, too. I think they're going way overboard. The Ethics Commission has no jurisdiction over this Sylvia Hayes person.
I'm glad you brought that up, because Kitzhaber, I noticed, pointed that out himself. She's not
yeah.
a state employee.
But Kitzhaber does, and that is under investigation, and I think we ought to wait to, I think the, I suggest that the journal, that the Oregonian is guilty of some improper journalism to, trying to create things that may or may not happen. I think they should wait until the Ethics Commission.
But, Bill, is it improper journalism or just a heavy slant on the editorial page? It has definitely gone rightward in the last two or three years.
It's poor judgment journalism, I call it. I like the journalism industry to be critical and to be investigative. I think that's good. I think the Oregonians should concentrate more on the Portland city government, which is totally inept. I don't think they have a good subject here on Kitzhaber yet. I'm not suggesting they shouldn't write about it at all, but mm-hmm. to demand his resignation is an overextension of their journalistic power. I think they're trying to make a name, and I'm suggesting that they're going way too far at this point. If the Ethics Commission does determine that there are some ethics violations by Kitzhaber, then we need to take another look at it. But I think they're being way premature.
All right. Thanks for the thoughts, Bill. Appreciate it. Always good to hear from you. This is Vent's Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Should they stay or should they go? Brian Williams at NBC News, who is now suspended for 6 months. John Kitzhaber as Oregon's governor, just in office for his fourth term for about a month now. And the Oregonian has already called for his resignation, which would put Kate Brown, the Secretary of State, since Oregon has no lieutenant governor, in as the governor. Should Kitzhaber make that move, he has indicated no willingness to do thus so far. He did at least ask the Attorney General to investigate to see whether any laws had been broken, and she agreed to do so. In fact, Ellen Rosenblum, Oregon's Attorney General, said she decided about a working day before she got the request from Kitzhaber that, yes, indeed, she would step in because she did find some of the allegations troubling. So, should they stay, should they go? 800-838-3760. 760, by phone anywhere in the listening area, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Steve and Eugene. Welcome to The Exchange on Vince Day.
Thank you. It's curious to me that nobody has made any charges against Governor Kitzhaber. It's all against his paramour. And to ask for his resignation for something that he didn't do is insanity, I think. If he had actually been shown to, you know, been working in concert with her, or, you know, aiding and abetting whatever she was doing, that would be one thing. But no charges, as far as I've seen, have been labeled against the governor himself. They have all been labeled against Sylvia. And it's ridiculous, then, to ask for his resignation for something that somebody else did.
Well, two things, Steve. Number one, there are indications that he at least took advice. For example, hiring within state government somebody from an advocacy group that had worked with Sylvia Hayes. So there were actions that he did take. The other question is the larger one about whether by inaction or action he creates the space in which she operates, which then can become an ethical swamp. In other words, if he doesn't fill the swamp, but he provides the basin in which it can collect. Any ideas there?
Yeah, but being governor is a big job, and, you know, he can't micromanage everything that's going on around him. He has to have some trust in some people, and perhaps he put his trust into the hands of the wrong person. But, you know, again, I don't see where he has done anything that would merit his resignation.
Okay, Steve, thanks. Good to talk to you. Let's go to Dennis in Eugene, if the button will push. There we go. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Say, first I'll comment on Brian Williams, then I'll comment on the governor.
Sure.
Brian Williams, I don't know how to believe anybody on any news station on television or on the cable, because I think they're all liars. Every last one of them. You can't tell whether they're doing the news, straight-up news, and they're being a journalist, or if they're being a commentator and an entertainer, because it's been all mush-mush together. And so I have no trust in any of them. I don't care whether they fire him or not,
mm-hmm.
because it isn't going to matter, because the next guy is going to be just like him.
All right.
Now, as far as John Kitzhaber, if John Kitzhaber is guilty of what people say, and he knows he's guilty, if he was, he should resign. You know, he should just say, look it, I'm resigning, and go get him a lawyer and get it done. If not guilty, he should fight with every way he can, because I think that the majority of this stuff about him is being pushed by the Republican Party. They hate his guts. They can't get a governor elected as a Republican in this state. And they came to the conclusion. In fact, I heard one senator, I think he is in Oregon, say that this is the greatest thing for the Republican Party there ever was, because now they can tie his hands and nothing can be done. And so, I you know, until I hear something where it's really shows that he was doing something wrong, let him stay and fight it out.
All right. Thanks for that, Dennis. Appreciate it. It has been pointed out by a couple of analysts that having the governor weakened like this does create some issues for Democrats trying to get legislation passed, because it does embolden Republicans. The Democrats do hold clear majorities in both houses of the legislature. That is clear. And should Kitzhaber resign, they'll still be Democrat as governor in the person of Kate Brown. And if you want to riff on Kate Brown as governor, go there as well. 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org on this Vince Day. Joe in Talent writes, as for the governor, let's find out who knew what and when before we start forcing someone out of office. On the other issue, he says, I'm a Vietnam vet, and I can tell you firsthand that fiction and reality blend together with the trauma you experience. We were trained to deal with what we did and saw. Brian Williams wasn't. Looking back 40 years, sometimes I wonder if some of what I experienced really happened. This is a non-story, a non-event, and given the unabashed lying that goes on from our politicians and news hosts on the other networks, his transgression is minor by comparison. The day Fox News has to shut down because everyone who lied is fired is the day I will agree that Brian Williams, given the totality of his journalist career, should be let go as well. That from Joe in Talent. Let's take another call from Nicole in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Good morning. I would like to speak about Brian Williams also. I don't have a TV. I haven't had one for several years, but he used to be someone I enjoyed listening to. He seemed very intelligent and to know his subjects well. And Lester Holt, his fill-in, I think is very excellent too, but I don't think he really should. I think he should be able to continue with the news because as well as what your previous email said, he actually has only hurt himself. There's so many people who've done so much damage, and it gets covered up constantly, and they hurt others and do a great deal of harm. So I think Brian Williams, I think 6 months off the air, I think he's learned his lesson. I'm sure he'll never do it again.
All right. Thanks for that, Nicole. Thank Appreciate you. Mike in Eagle Point, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Good morning. I do not think the governor should resign. I think he's the elected choice of the voters of Oregon, and calls for resignation subvert the democratic process. There are political and legal processes that can play out to resolve the situation, but I don't think it's ever a good idea for a political official to resign from the job that he was elected to do.
All right, and it'll be interesting to see what happens if this recall effort goes on. Folks may not realize that you have to be in office for 6 months before a recall effort can begin. So I believe Kate Brown's instructions from the Secretary of State's office were you can't even circulate petitions until he's been in office for 6 months. So we're talking early July then for a recall to gain any traction. Thanks for that call, Mike. Debbie in Talent says, I think the Oregonian editorial board should resign. Jacob and Eugene, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. Should they stay or should they go? Kit Sauber and Brian Williams.
I wanted to point out that there's immense comedy potential in this, you know, scandal, and everyone's sort of taking it so seriously. But in love, everyone's a bit naive, and we can also be a fool, even if we're a wise old governor with white hair. You know, Kit Sauber is no different. That he fell for someone who's pretty and younger than him, and he was blind to her faults. But she's sort of like, you know, when you have your teenage daughter is dating someone who's just a total loser, you know, someone who's after for money or for, you know, with a hidden agenda, some kind of shyster, someone who's greasy. A lot of people are, you know, just untrustworthy, and unfortunately, people fall in love with them. You know, and I think Disney or some other like Fox comedy could make a, you know, a killing on this. It'd be almost like My Best Friend's Wedding with Julia Roberts. Maybe we should send in someone to break up the marriage, you know, break up the engagement, or, you know, Vince Vaughn or something, like, or Zach Galifianakis from Hangover. Someone who's from Hollywood who could break this up and make a nice rom-com comedy.
Yeah, I mean, I almost wish that we lived in a bigger state because then maybe Saturday Night Live would pick this up and do something with it. So who knows? Maybe it's in the works. Jacob, thanks for your comedy thoughts. It's been a lot of fun. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Heidi, no town given, sends an email. She says, there's an old saying, tell me who your friends are and I tell you who you are. It's time for Kitzhaber to send this friend packing. So there's another call for breaking up John Kitzhaber and Sylvia Hayes. Should he resign as governor of Oregon is the major issue on the table. Should Brian Williams resign after the suspension, during the suspension of 6 months from NBC News for his transgression of telling stories about incidents that happened while he was reporting and not getting them right? 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Here's George in Yreka. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Thank you. I always enjoy your subjects. I think this one is twofold. having been a police officer involved in an unbelievable riot during the 60s, I find that when you are involved in something like that, your perceptions, your immediate perceptions and your ultimate perceptions interchange. And it does come down that way, as I understand combat perceptions change. So in that aspect, I believe that Brian Williams sounded contrite and is probably contrite. On the other hand, when we're talking about Kitzhoffer resigning, you do know that there was a call for President Obama's impeachment within 1 month of him becoming president.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have the Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, who was married to a lady who had over $100,000 worth of unreported income, is still doing the kind of work that's affecting every one of us in the United States. We have a governor in one of the southern states who did the Appalachian Trail from Brazil.
Oh, yeah, the South Carolina, former governor of South Carolina, who's now in Congress, by the way.
Yes, and as an aspect of being called for resignation, it's an almost universal mantra from one side, and I think I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jerry in Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
I really think that what you need to do, Jeff, I'm talking to you, is listen to most of your callers. I think what they seem to be saying is, we don't know. Why are we being asked to decide on a sentence when not only isn't there a verdict in, but the investigation hasn't even begun? It's just really, to put it as nicely as possible, putting the cart before the horse.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks for that, Jerry. Appreciate it. Paul in Grants Pass, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Couldn't agree more with anybody than Jerry right there. You got to let this thing mature. Screaming for somebody's blood right now is senseless. The situation with Kitzhaber's fiance may or may not splash onto Kitzhaber, and even. And if it doesn't, even if they get married, well, fine. He's got questionable taste in women. That is not any kind of, as we saw with President Clinton or any number of other people, is not grounds for recall.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of Brian Williams, we have a long and sordid history of causing the facts to fit our views in the news industry, and it's more of the same. Will he be a scapegoat? Of course he will, because we have to keep the illusion of objectivity. But frankly, he did nothing different than the people who invent all kinds of facts and factoids every day in the media.
All right, thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. Tim in Grants Pass, got a few moments left here. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. Tim, you there?
Yeah, this is Tim Avery. Yeah, I spent a couple years on a submarine back in the late 60s, and one of my buddies on one of the other fast attack boats was trailing another submarine, and they kind of bumped into it. And I wasn't on that submarine, but what Brian Williams did is like me telling everybody, yeah, we were on a submarine that bumped into a rusty boat.
Huh.
And, of course, you couldn't tell the difference, but if I was a national figure and I said it, the guys on my boat would say, hey, wait a minute, Avery, you're lying about this.
All right, Tim, thanks so much for that. Appreciate it. Let's see, one final from Mike in Medford. He says a corrupt Kitzhaber is better than a Dennis Richardson.